So I leave the world by staying in this world. I am retreating into the forests. I go to the cabin at the back of my garden. I am retreating into the forests. Because I know I can find better company there. I am retreating into the forests. I go there to live in peace with myself. And therefore, with the world. I am retreating into the forests. With my beehives, my flowers, the sky above my head, the starry dome of night, the earth below my feet.
I am retreating into the forests.
The stream flowing below my garden. I will go to see the fish sluggishly fighting the current. At dawn, I will go to see its color on the water's reflection. I want to live with the songs of pigeons on the roof next door, with the twitter of swallows back for the summer, with the songs of frogs and the songs of toads at night.
I want to hear the wind through the linden trees from my open window in summer. Smell the seminal scent of their flowers.
I want to feel the sun on my skin, the light in my soul.
I want the breeze and the north wind, drizzles and showers, mist and fog on my face. I want to feel the earth, its scent. It smells the presage of the grave. I want to see the fox go by, flame-colored coat, plume tail, eyes like glowing nocturnal coals. I want to hear the hedgehog shuffle over the leaves, the rustle of the dead leaves under its belly. I want to see the elegance of the cat at the top of my wall. Dance of an Indian god, mystery of a panther in miniature. I want the breasted robin and the petal. The thorn and the blade of grass. Humus and lightning. Honey and hops. Hazelnuts and lavender. I want to rediscover the taste of the blackberries on the trails of my childhood. Crush strawberries in my mouth. Swallow the juice of raspberries and feel it slide warm down my throat.
Breathe in the elder tree blossoms. Chew on a blade of grass. Hold the buttercup under the chin of a woman in a summer dress. Teach her to make dolls out of poppies.
Eat red currants. Tear my skin on gooseberry thorns. Gather hazelnuts.
Sink my teeth into the belly of an apple.
Swell my saliva
with its juice. Myself become an apple, then an apple tree.
Stretch out in the grass. See the sky behind the dancing blades.
Blink and close my eyes. Again the brightness of the sun. Fall asleep with my back.
Married to the earth
of my destiny.
I want to see grass snakes and vipers again. I want to see the garter snake of my childhood. Test the cold field of steel, its inscrutable movement as it writhes without head or tail. Play it telling the venomous snake from the triangle of its head. A machine made to bite and slice into flesh. From the olive-shaped head of the grass snake with its never-ending body. Creatures from Eden, from before the end of Eden. Witches, beasts, when I would find three or four decapitated heads bathing in their own blood on the stone of a country road. Heads with no bodies, bodies wrapped in newspaper, filleted like fish, then gnawed on the saddle. Magic creatures, when my father taught me they could climb up cow's legs and suckle at their udders.
Creatures of mystery,
when one would find them at the tops of trees.
Creatures of terror,
when they would flee, frightened, in the bushes or a copse
in the shade of hedges.
And were more afraid than the child under whose feet they fled. Creatures of religion, when they pointed to the devil, even though they are the ancient messengers from the depths of the earth. Creatures of philosophy, when they express the need to move forward in closeness to the earth, touching her always with their bellies. Creatures of fantasy, when they are swimming in a jar of brandy on the mantle, and that fire water is used to cure everything. Creatures of sex, when they slide through the grass, a hair's breadth from lovers making the beast with two backs in a field. And recall the original sin and the sexual act. From my cabin, I want to hear the sound of water
at night,
laughing in little waves,
tiny
cascades from a branch caught on a stone,
splash of a
leaping trout devouring a mosquito, four quick beats tapped out by the feet of a moorhen taking off and scratching the surface of the stream, again the life of a leaping fish and the death of a swallowed fly. Croaking frogs,
flute-like
laughter of toads. Thank you.
to hear water falling on water, the rain piercing the stream skin, the water from the sky mixing with the water from the earth, making a dreamy water, a sleepy water, a soft water. I want water on the roofs, on the tiles, rolling, streaming down the house's baked clay hat. I want the lightning of heavy summer nights, breathlessness in the face of the approaching storm, the smell of ozone, electricity coursing through the body, the heart, and the soul. The silence of animals before the crack and the boom of thunder. The fiery roots in the earth and sky. Night succumbs to the lightning bolts of souls. It is as bright as in full daylight, but at night, then darkness returns. The child calculates the storm's distance. It is above his head. The earth seems to open up. The sky is splitting. The flash, the roar, the simultaneous glow. Lightning struck not far away. The naked body drips sweat on the sheets. Such a racket in the sky. The Lord is rolling barrels around. The juice of the cosmos on the grass in the fields. Arrowhead or tip of an assegai stuck in the earth after impact. Water is falling like on the day of the deluge. On the sheets the soul is floating above water. Is a sex, their sex, which is a heart, the velvet of their petals, voluptuous folds of corollas, double folds and unfoldings of velvet, tanglements of peach skin lips. I want their scents, unctuous and soft, heady and exhilarating, violent and strong, changing under the rain or under the sun, modulated by shade or light, smells of sex carried by the wind, pollen brought by bees, their bellies loaded with powder, my nose an accomplice to these floral copulations in the wind. Old roses with strong fragrance like the musk of animals, the blue scent of lavender, wisteria flowing in clusters of fragrant lights. Nature is an infinite poem of fragrances, those perfumes taking us straight back to childhood. Smells of summer and summer vacations, of spring and the rising of sap, of fall and the creaking of dry dead leaves, of frozen winter. I want to fill my lungs with dancing air, with heavy and weighty air, air as fragile as glass, airs of days and nights, of seasons and of the seasons of my life, sick mugginess of August afternoons, when the air holds up insects humming in a rut, each atom in the atmosphere carries a simulacrum like a god, traces and trails to lead the male to the female,
and then to death after the birth. At night the cool air you stand with moth, those butterfly of the night. Wings powder with white, with brown. Big eyes on a cell of dust, at the thinness of the sun, you can hear nature burning charm. In the cool of the evening, dries give way to humid. Insects cluster together round a candle flame, closer to the flame on the verge of desire. One or the other is burning. Smells of cremation under the moon.
I want to rediscover the moon of my childhood. Moon set atop a steeple like the dot on an eye. From the window of my insomnia, she announced other worlds, a position from which to view my position. Quarters, crescents, waxing moon, waning moon. I've imagined its influence on plants, the magic of sap spilled or contained, the sperm of creatures moving, the uterus of females in a trance. The movement of one to the other, directed by the star. The blind obedience of animals, and also our own. By the will of that circle of strange white light, all became puppet and marionette, with attraction their only movement. A moon that is hardly aged, laughing at my years.
I want to take the time to cast a lengthy gaze at the North Star, the one my father would point out to me from our threshold. He would tell me, Great Bear, Little Bear, Big Dipper, Little Dipper, first to rise, last to bed, alone in the firmament, unswervingly pointed north. She was him. Holes piercing the black dome of the sky, small lights drawing figures, a permanent dance with the stars for lanterns. Sky nights, as told by my father, were always big nights. Our heads in the stars, we could see tomorrow's weather, and then the day after tomorrow. Some rain because of the halo surrounding the moon. A great and gorgeous sunny day, thanks to the limpid quality of the black sky. Snow with the shrieks and laughs it promises, along with frozen hands and fingers red and numb. Fir trees, gifts. Above my head, often, I know the sky is godless, but full of stars. And among all, the one and only, the unfailing magnetism of a compass for being. I want to set myself to cloud time, sink into their foam, their cotton, their velvet, into their feathery bellies, in their downy minds, in the vaporous flesh of their souls, float above them. Tie my vagrant self to them. Find a rest from humanity. I want to predict their swift passage as they are driven by the wind. Watch for the secret of times to come. Search their fibers. Peer into their sometimes gray paunches. Lose myself in the shape of one of them, alone in a brazenly blue sky. And know, having lost my innocence, that neither angels, nor gods, nor God are to be found there. Just the breath of flowers gone to join the stars.